Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
Tonight.
We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
As we enter.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
Please. We come today welcoming the Holy Spirit to enter in this place. And this place is getting into the presence of God, worshiping him with our hands lifted up and our mouths singing praise. It's a worship experience in prayer and praise. And we open this Sunday morning, Valentine's Day, on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live with Juanita Bynum. Live with real praise and worship. I have everything that I need.
that the word of the Lord just simply depends on you. When you've been called to have a relationship with God, when you've been called to do something great for Him, it's going to be downright hard sometimes. Downright difficult. But the word of the Lord just simply declares one thing.
You reveal it all. to worship him at this point. Come on, come on, Zion, worship him. If you believe that, then you say it to yourself. Say, my steps are ordered. You know where you are right now.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship, but I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight,
so the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David. to throw down.
Yes, we are.
Let's give it to him. Let's give it to him.
Are you ready for healing for yourself? Are you ready for a miracle? Are you ready for a praise?
We got the victory. Hallelujah. That's why we're going forever.
When you're going.
Hallelujah. Forever and ever. And ever and ever. We're going to give God some forever praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, we got a little song that's a little bounce that you can put in your
continuous
teeth. Is that all right? For the young folks.
We're healing.
Not any young folks in here that love the Lord? They like to have the speakers on 20 in the drop top and you get your bounce on. Hallelujah. We're going to be yet giving them some praise. Well, I got any bouncers in the house that know how to do a little bounce? Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, Sister Ann.
Continual means that means it goes on and on and on. Come on, if you're going to forever praise him, come on, praise him even now. Come on and praise him right now. Hallelujah.
God of the future.
from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you.
John 3:16.
John. The scripture says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the reason for praising the Lord.
Because Christ died for you and I. So, my beloved, share some love with him.
Today is Valentine's Day. Maybe there is someone that you need to reach out to today. Just to say I love you.
Just to let them know that your love is real.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done with love. Though I may speak well to you, that could become of nothing. Though I have many gifts to share with you, they could all mean nothing. Although I understand and know all that there is to know about you, I could even feed the poor and give until there is no more. That could be another way. So we gotta pray for love. Let us pray for love. To suffer long and to be kind, to never envy or brag. Never fretful or resentful, and never easy to ignore wrong done to me. Oh, how we need love. Teach us how to protect us from man, because we need more love. Oh, how we need love. And the gentleman is the most more love in school.
play praise. Praise changes the spiritual climate you have. When you're in the bedroom, begin praising God. You'll be amazed at how the atmosphere changes. When Paul and Silas were in prison, they praised God in the earthquake, freed them, according to Acts 16:25. So, praise is what you do with a band.
I see, Lord, I'm in your hands. I know you'll comfort me. It's a little rough at times, don't know what to do, but Lord, I know you will help me make it through.
Every day is sweeter
than the day before. So good for me. You've been so good to me. Yeah.
Every
day is sweet, sweeter than the day before. Oh, sweeter. Learning how to love you more. Every day is sweeter, sweeter than the day before.
That time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record worship, but I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight?
Listen to me.
There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place.
Tonight,
our desire in the temple is to bring
you
into
the
outer court.
But you listen to his song.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court.
It
and then our final destination.
The
Holy Spirit says the same.
Say
if you want to enter into that private place, the Holy Room of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praise unto his name. Because we have learned.
So, we thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Focus with Reverend Asama, 7-11 on www.blogtalkradio. If you'd like to call in, you can call in at 657-383-0957 or 877-497-1796. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. We love you.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Come on, tell me, say. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name. Break every chain, break every chain. Oh, break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain.
They said there is power.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name.
We know where it is to break,
break every chain.
Break every chain. Come on, say it.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an arm. Break every chain, break every chain.
Have you experienced scripture that it gave you an attitude to get from move your residence from the pew to the door? Charles Munsell said, the longer he lived, the more he realized the impact of attitude on life. The attitude of offense causes rejection, causes isolation. And it is not the spirit of a true worshiper. Because if you have the right attitude, that offense should remove you from the pew to the altar. As you bow down on your knees and pray to the Lord, as Jesus prayed on the cross, forgive them. See, forgiveness is love in action. The Bible speaks in Matthew that when the disciples asked Jesus how to pray, he said, forgive me of my transgression and forgive those that transgress against me or us. Because there are many members in the body, but one member in the spirit. Many members, but one body in Christ Jesus. So if you're a true worshiper, don't let offenses rob you of your praise, rob you from crying out, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. This is the food for healing with you. My beloved, I wish above all things that I prosper and be in health even as I so prosper.
Here's my worship. Come on, sing. Take joy.
That's good.
Make it your dwelling place. Wanna put a smile on your face. I breathe in my
thanksgiving.
That's good. People of God say, I breathe in
my miracles.
And I love this part. Part of Jesus. So here's my worship.
Here's
my
life,
Lord, smile.
Come on.
Here's my worship smile.
I know
this. Here's my life. You got it. Raise it a little louder now. Say, here's my worship. Here's my worship
smile.
Come on, raise it before I'm saying, here's my life.
You're a miracle.
Give it all over to you, Lord.
Here's my life, Lord.
Come on, shout that out one more time. Here's my worship.
Here's my worship.
Come on, raise it before I'm saying, here's my life, Lord.
Here's my life, Lord.
This time we're going to shout it out. Say, here's my worship.
Bye.
real worship experience. It is tonight at 11 to midnight. For midnight worship. With inner focus, with respect to my left and my left. You can get it if you want. So we invite you to join us every morning at 7 a.m. for daily worship.
Glorify the Father. I, your life. He left.